You're listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. This podcast is designed to give you reflective time to engage yourself around sensitive life topics for the purpose of offering manageable perspectives for your daily journey.
Hey, hey, hey! It's The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Vessel.
And I'm Camille Veronica.
And it is Friday! Woo-hoo! Do we get this excited for Tuesday? Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do. We do.
We
get excited every day. We on the dirt.
Every day. I think there's another type of excitement that comes when you're not on this side of Earth. I don't know what that
is. Yeah, I hope so. If you're in the right spot.
You're right. Exactly. I don't know what that looks like, but
right, you know, and that right spot is wherever you need to be. But I'm just saying, if you're on the right spot, I would like to think it is a good
whether time. You be before the pearly gates or the boiling pot. However they want to picture it.
Yes.
How is your Friday starting out?
Yeah, it's a little chilly up this way. A little cool. My South Florida blood is just trying to stay neutral in this idea of cooler weather.
Well, I think now you've kind of been able to adjust because you really literally
nope.
Don't do that.
Fool yourself. You just.
That, you know, there is no adjusting. You just apply the right cloths
and
undergarments to assist and what you need. So yeah,
let me tell you what it is. You need to get up and move because as comfy cozy as you can be up under the kiver, it is a lot easier just to get up and move around and get that blood circulating, and you start feeling like, oh, I'm gonna take this sweater off right now.
Gotcha.
You know, the movement really is it really, yeah. I'm like, I sat down for a minute and I was like, I think I'm gonna curl back up. And I was like, no, let me get on up and get my little movement in. And I felt a lot better. But you know, it's just, you know, it's just slight adjustment. We're gonna make it though, because we've been through bigger, so this is not a problem.
Well, this is the beginning. I mean, we are absolutely in the harvest fall season. So
yes,
this is just the beginning. We are also in the beginning of, this is the second day of the month, which is the first of October, the second day of October. And in October, there has been extra emphasis put on breast cancer awareness. And I want to, you know, with it, just cancer in general, I know there's specific months that, you know, they highlight, you know, breast cancer and then cancer awareness. But I just feel like cancer in general, I don't know if I'm the year or our generation is the year when they put a name to cancer. I don't know all the background as to when it actually got labeled with a name, but I know that it is disproportionately challenging so many lives.
Mm-hmm.
Breast cancer, although it has been, you know, treatable, I find it very shocking that we are still seeing people transition due to breast cancer. And I don't know if I want to contribute all of that to the lack of health care or the lack of going and checking in with the doctor. I don't want to contribute all of that to that. I'm sure that has something to do with it, you know, because we as a brown people tend to lack in going to see a doctor on a regular. It wasn't really a practice that many of us, one, could afford, and two, felt confident or comfortable with. I think we were still in the medicine doctor's tent. Mm-hmm. for a lot of us. But it is one thing that still exists, and I'm seeing ages range from kids as young as, you know, 18, to, you know, women as old as 50, 60 years old. So I really wanted to bring this to, I know our Friday, Friday is a free fun and the words could come out. So there is a word that most of you all know when it comes to cancer, which I don't know where that came from either, but people typically say fuck cancer, you know. I don't quite know, because I'm not too interested in fucking anything that ain't good for me. But that's what it is. And because it's Friday, we can use that. But I actually like what one of my dear friends, I have so many great friends. I have so many great family.
Blessed that way. You are blessed.
I am. You guys have blessed me. Yeah. One of Jennifer Locke, she was diagnosed, I want to say like 5 years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And she went through the whole, let me say this right, vasectomy. Vasectomy is when you get rid of the boob, right?
No, a mastectomy is when you get rid of the boob.
The what?
Mastectomy. The vasectomy is when they cut your penis.
Ah, shit!
I just want to make sure you were clear.
Yeah, that was that. No, she didn't get that. I knew that, right? I know that. Where was my mind going?
I know where it was, because no man wants to admit something, go get snip, tuck, tuck, poo, poo, you know, burned off, anything like that. Y'all get all squeamish.
Oh, I know that. I know that. I do know that. So, yes. But she had that procedure in hopes that she would alleviate future experiences. And she's been very transparent. And that's the other thing that I like. There has been a more outpour of people being willing to share their journey. And I believe it helps. I believe it helps those that have not experienced it and need more understanding of how to care and be concerned about people who are experiencing. I believe it also helps to those that are now coming into it get some sense of, I can do this. Because I've seen so many other people fight through it. My cousin, who she was diagnosed, I think, several years back as well, and older. She's First Lady Julia Duke. And she's been very transparent in her journey as well. I can admit, I am starting to see a lot more of my senior family members experience it later in the game versus those in the younger audience, or those that either were of my age or grew up with me. So, but I've taken a very strong stance in it, because I have watched my aunt, who transitioned from this earth as a result of cancer. I saw remission experience. At some point, I even think my grandmother had an experience, although that wasn't what took her out. I think that was there. She had an experience, a brunt with it. As a matter of fact, when my grandmother initially went and had a doctor's appointment, I'll never forget this. She was an avid smoker. Mm-hmm. A big time. So, you know those smokers that know their ashtrays and you don't touch their, their ashtray? That type of smoker, mm-hmm. right? And literally, she came home and got rid of the ashtrays. Now, we did have one crystal, because they were crystal. We had one crystal ashtray, and then we had that ashtray that was stand up tall, mm-hmm. and you push the center of it and it spins, and it lets the ashes go down, and the little top comes up. It was like a spin top. It was weird.
Wow.
It opened up, like the doors opened up and dropped the ash in there. It was classic.
Y'all still got that?
No, I would still have mm-hmm. it, but because I'm not the direct child of my grandmother, mm-hmm. they got rid mm-hmm. of it. But trust me, I would, because I knew the value of keeping those memories. One, because she would say it, I cold turkey stop, mm-hmm. like cold turkey stop, not actually like cold turkey, but she cold turkey
I'm gonna
stop.
Look past that. Okay. Keep going.
Yeah, she cold turkey stop, and it didn't stop her daughters, because all the girls started smoking, mm-hmm. Except for one. I think one, no, two of the girls, because one had asthma, chronic asthmatic. Actually, both of those were chronic asthmatics. But the others, you know, continued. My mother being one mm-hmm. of them is a huge smoker. But so I've really taken a heart to this journey and sharing their story as well as I can. So this month I'm doing I Got Five on it. Mm-hmm. One of my hit songs. You remember that song?
I
got five on it. I ain't gonna say all the words. Well, I can. Actually, it's Friday. Mm-hmm. But it's, I'm gonna leave
that out.
Is
that some music that I wasn't allowed to listen to?
That is some music you were not allowed to play in your daddy's house. Yes, it was.
Okay,
yes,
good. Because I was like, wait a minute. Did I miss? Was that mm-hmm. in the hymn book?
Yeah.
That went in the hymn on page 704.
No, I started the I Got Five on it. And I've done this before for other people. Mm-hmm. But just I Got Five on it. Like five, you know, high five, $5. You can cash app Jennifer, who, what I love about her platform, which she does, is called Love Versus Cancer Day. And she actually changed my icons on my Facebook and my Instagram to reflect an image that she came up with. Her and she got with the graphic designers a couple years back. And they came up with this woman that's boxing. It could be a woman or it could be a man, you know, it really, but it's a boxing and it has the pink. It's all over my Instagram now because I changed my picture to it. But what she does with this love versus cancer, I know a lot of people give to these cancer societies, but oftentimes, and it does help, but oftentimes what people need is immediate assistance. They need help with food. They need help with clothes. They need help with wigs. And I like things that she has been doing is because she has actually been finding, well, she didn't have to look far because she's in treatment. And so she gets to see people who are going through, but she helps those. She goes directly to those individuals and she helps to extend the blessing. And so that's why I started really supporting her. You know, she now has just come up with some workout wear, mm-hmm. some workout gear, that part of the proceeds will go towards, I think she's looking at doing something for two women who were just recently diagnosed. And she's going to be addressing them. So, and again, she's one of many, but I feel indebted to her. Also, this young lady, and I'm gonna let you get in more than mm-hmm in a word. But also this young lady, I went to school with her then husband, an undergrad, and for the first time I watched what it meant to be a community. Me and her husband became really close friends. We're still friends to this day. Then husband, they've since separated. But they had a child together. And they had a child. And that child literally was raised on the campus of Bethune-Cookman University. Mm-hmm. Well, college back then. in education. We both were in the education department. And literally, we would bring Tiana, you know, to class, or the teacher would go and somebody was keeping her in this room, or somebody was, I mean, this, he became, and he was known, her dad, who is a principal now, he was known for, you know, we had this baby, this cute baby that we had to stop people from kissing her cheeks because she would break out because so many people were kissing her cheeks. She had the most beautiful mm-hmm. cheeks. She's still a beautiful young lady now of Florida A&M, outside of going to Florida
A&M. Right, right.
But
questionable.
But I watched this young lady grow up, and just to be able to be in that space, you know, as her mom worked at, you know, from the bank to everything, and her dad going through school. And then to see them now go through this, you know, it's been an amazing journey to be her friend and to be her family, you know, it's just been an amazing journey. So I felt I wanted to spend our beginning of the month. And trust me, I got a lot to talk about. Granted, I got because this life over here that I'm living, it ain't short. It ain't short of some good. But I think this was more paramount to my heart and drug to my heart. Reflections. Give us the reflections.
your transitions are killing me right now.
They're so they are just so abrupt, right. They are so church announcement. I need transitional.
Yeah,
music.
You do because it's like we already did announcements and you came back with one more right after we prayed. I'm not going to talk about your order of worship, but anyway.
Not work. Oh, it is all out of whack. Like, we can work on it. And listen, our listeners, hey, y'all can help us out because we winging this outside of Anchor. We gonna come after you in a few, but we letting you up. We letting you up right now.
Keep anchoring your prayers, y'all. Come on.
Just keep. But did you see that they're now Anchor? I see this that they're now partnering with Apple.
No, I did not see that.
When I had to sign in, it had a sign up for Apple.
Oh, I didn't see that at all.
So I know they were bought by Spotify, but I did not know that now. So possibly you might be able to hear us on
Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts.
That's been their name. They ain't changed it. What they calling that now?
What they doing? What they call that computer over there? The Apple Store?
Some fruit combinations. Yes. So we were, yes. Aside from how Anchor treats you or mistreats you, we were.
Us?
They ain't gonna bother
you,
me.
You really get the brunt of it. Today I just got a lot of it, but you really be getting it every time.
You know what? But I'm gonna stick with them. This ain't the worst relationship I've had, so I'm gonna stick with them for right now. But if they do one more thing wrong, I'm out. I'm done.
Oh, we coming after y'all.
I'm through with them. Yes. Okay. So here's my thought. I'm grateful that you have brought up one particular way to involve ourselves and support. I have to admit that I have been a little leery of some of the larger entities that claim they are working for the eradication of breast cancer because some of their supporters are the very ones, you know, that if you take on those products, you may still have some issues around it. I also think that we, again, if this time in our lives is such a blessing, y'all, I don't care what y'all say about 2020 coming in here and misbehaving and all this stuff. Y'all, there is a bigger blessing in 2020 than some of us may be willing to admit. I think this year has been such a great reminder of why we have to take more ownership over our lives, the direction of things that we're going in, the way we handle our business, the way we handle our money, the way we handle our education, our health, all of these things. I think 2020 is a prime example of why we need to reclaim that which our ancestors knew all along. You see, when we didn't have access to doctors, there was always somebody who knew how to manipulate herbs and things like that, or would tell you what mixture to put together. I found out that my, she would be my great grandmother. Yeah. On my mother's side, didn't go to the hospital until like her last days in life. You know, it was up to that point, she was in her backyard and putting together mixtures of herbs and things like that for her and her large family to stay healthy, you know. There is something to that. There's something to us growing our own vegetables. There's something to us learning how the earth can replenish itself as long as we are working with it, you know, or leaving it alone.
Eating in season.
All those things. And I think some of these things we have to look at why these things attack our bodies. Our bodies communicate with us constantly. Simply, you wake up and you got a scratchy throat, you know, there's something going on there more than just the physical. What we got to deal with, you know, like you have to tune in and find out what are the causes. It's not just that you get cancer. There's something else that leads up to that. And so I'm not advocating for someone not to go to the doctor and not take medicine. What I'm saying is know your bodies.
Yeah, listen to your bodies.
Because the body is amazing at how it regenerates itself when a blown is given to it. I mean, it's just amazing. So I'm grateful that you've brought up someone who's doing something outside of the day-to-day operation.
Commercial.
Everyone thinks you put on a pink ribbon and you give to, you know, a particular entity. And yet, there are many studies that show that a lot of these cancers can be eradicated by a change of lifestyle. And so let's just, I want to encourage that. And then also I want to bring up that cancer doesn't know if you are male or female. And that there are men who also suffer from breast cancer as well. Yeah. And so we have to look at it in terms of the human form and not so much a gender thing. Yes, it disproportionately hits women, and it disproportionately hits women of color oftentimes. But we also have to remember that disease does not know gender. It doesn't know race. It doesn't, you know, it can hit anyone. It may be one group of people more than the other. So let's be mindful again of the fact that there are those who have the cancer, and maybe because we have put so much pink on it that we're forgetting that, you know, we got some brothers who need pink with a little trim of brown around it, you know, like, or something. I, you know, right, yeah, right.
Some blue, yeah, some pink, know, with some blue.
Whichever highlight color you need, you know, but we put it in. Yeah. And I just want to throw that out, because I know a lot of times, especially when we talk about breast cancer, we often forget that there are men who are affected by this this disease. I just really want to push that as individuals and as a community of people, and that community, whatever community you choose to identify yourself with at any time, that we really take advantage of these moments to make some decisions for our lives. I like to think that this is the beginning of the month. We have just hit the new, you know, the harvest moon. If you like rituals and things, this is a great time. Even just to say, from this weekend to, you know, I'm going to take time. I'm really going to assess what's one thing I can do to improve my lifestyle, improve my health. And then how can I support efforts like this to where there are people who are, well, I'm going to say, a little bit closer to the action, and who are doing things to support, you know, support folks who are trying to do something a little bit differently than just the mainstream of what we know. Because right now, a lot of money is being poured into one particular organization over smaller groups that are trying to do something and make an impact change. And bravo to all who are, you know, who are called that way and feel like, you know, but this is one way I can make change. And no, I don't have a cadre of 40 million people, but I do have, you know, 5-10 folks that I'm affecting, you know, or impacting within a quality way, over a period of time.
Yeah.
So bravo. Shout your sister's name out again. What's her name?
Jennifer Locke, and she's doing Cash App. It's Cash App, the money sign. It's L as in Larry, O as in octopus, the number 8 and the number 0. So that's low 80. L-O, the money sign, L-O, and 80 is her Cash App. I'm asking that you go ahead and put I got 5 on it inside the subject line so she'll know. That's what prompts you to give. No, you're not limited to just giving $5. She didn't ask me to do this. She doesn't have to ask me to do nothing. I'll do what I want to do. I'm very bold at that. She's also, actually, let me say this too. She's also one, she had a YouTube channel, or they still have a YouTube channel, very successful YouTube channel. It's just shifted over. She partnered with another friend of mine who I went to school with, Dawson and Denise Show. They had the Dawson and Denise Show. And it's, I mean, they have viewerships of 100,000 on their YouTube. They've now shifted. Dawson typically manages it, but Denise being Jennifer, she comes. But they gave me an opportunity to come on their show more than 10 years ago. And, you know, as a sexpert, I was very open about, at that time I was working with the health department and or working as an agency that worked with the health department as an individual contractor. And so I was doing a lot of conversation talks around the health as it pertains to the brown and black urban communities. And so they gave me, and I was very transparent, you know, I was really talking about sexuality, human identity. And so they would bring me on quite often to share with their audience. And so it was really good. But I mean, that happened years after we had already established a very strong relationship. So yeah, it's love versus like a fight, love versus cancer. And they have, she's actually established the day. So they're going to be doing, she's going to be doing with the team of other people, a lot of things. You can check her out on Instagram. When you come, actually, I'm going to put in the description of this particular show, some of that same information. And again, like you said, there are a lot of organizations out there. I personally believe that it's best to go to the individuals. I love the fact of going door to door. I don't think there's anything that will ever replace. And I get it. You know, the church was the storehouse, but I've quickly understood that the church has to go through process and procedures, and you got to go through all this bureaucracy just to get, you know, food on your table. And, you know, by that time, people are struggling, people are dying, people are hungry. And so going right to the root, you don't have to pay for administrative fees. Most of you all don't realize, but when you donate to these Red Crosses and these, if you look at how much they CEOs and presidents make, you'd be like, wait a minute, what in the world? They're making millions. They're making six figures plus, right? These CEOs. Now, they are managing a lot of money, but a lot of the money you give. So if you imagine if you're giving $25 and $17 of that or $18 of that goes to administrative fees, you're left with a little bit of that money. So you're what you could have given $25 directly to someone to help go towards a wig or to help them get transportation to their treatment center is now not accessible for them. So sometimes I think that we need to do things just right where we are. You know, how we used to go borrow cups of sugar and share garden, share vegetables from the garden. You plant this, I plant that. We used to do that in the islands a lot. You know, you go pick, you knew somebody who had a fruit tree over there. I wasn't trying to get that type of fruit tree. If I did, I did. But if I didn't, I knew that I could have access to that fruit tree, or go get, you know, avocado from another, you know, another person's tree, you know. So, yeah, this was good. I want us to have a really blessed year. We talked to my niece about breast cancer awareness already. Have we done that? Oh my gosh, did I lose you? Have I been talking this whole time? Well, if I have, listen, this has been the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Vessel. Have a great one. And that's Camille Veronica. We're so glad that you decided to listen to us. Anchor, we go.
Thank you for tuning in to the V-Spot Radio, this new podcast here with my amazing, talented, beautiful co-host, Camille Veronica. We hope to invite conversations and topics that are pretty sensitive, but sometimes difficult to address with yourself, with your spouse, with those in your community with your children. So join us on this journey as we take to the real, real hardcore issues and concerns that, yeah, quite frankly, many people try to avoid. The V-Spot, we're here. We're your vulnerable space to grow.